This is for a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to your program For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. In this episode, we are going to talk about akhlaq in life or ethics in life. Of course, the word akhlaq has been translated differently by different scholars. Generally speaking, the word akhlaq is the practice of virtue, morality, and manners in Islamic theology. The word akhlaq is most commonly translated as disposition, nature, temper, and it has also been translated as ethics, morals, or manners. And obviously, a person with a good akhlaq or with a good morality is a person who has good manners. So he behaves well and he is known as a good character in society. Now, some of you might be interested in understanding the word akhlaq, in understanding the root, of course, whether the word akhlaq is the plural form or the singular form. I should tell you that the word akhlaq is the plural of the word khulq, which means disposition. Now, disposition actually is faculty of the soul. Generally, we use the word malaka to describe a trait of the soul. So disposition is actually a faculty of the soul which unconsciously inspires activities. Now, as I said, we usually use the word malaka in Arabic or in Farsi. So the word malaka comes into, not the word malaka, but the malaka itself actually comes into existence through repetitive practice. And of course, it's not destroyed easily. Once the malaka is established, once this faculty of the soul is established, then it does not fade away. Now, a particular faculty of the soul or a particular malaka may appear because of a habit formed by continual repetition of certain acts, which obviously leads to a certain disposition. What is very important is the repetition of certain acts, which ultimately or finally leads to a certain disposition.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Malaka actually is formed through practice and conscious effort. Practice and conscious effort. If the practice and conscious effort are persistent, they will eventually produce a disposition. Now, disposition is not created overnight, you see. If you want to, for example, be a pious person, you should have the faculty, you should have the disposition. And that disposition is not created overnight. It comes into existence by and by, and with the passage of time, provided that obviously the person has the determination and the resolve to change himself and to make himself better. You know, man is a free agent. He exercises free will. He has the volition to change himself because he is not actually living a life led by instincts. No, he is a free agent and he exercises free will. He exercises free will. So man changes his life, his habit and manners by making conscious efforts. When he is making efforts to change himself, he is doing it consciously. He knows in the back of his mind that he is trying to change himself. Sometimes, of course, a man's habit is formed by the environment in which he lives. Because if you put yourself in an environment which is either good or bad, so depending on the environment, sometimes the environment is good, sometimes it's bad. So it is the environment that shapes, of course, your character or the character of a child. Especially a child is more vulnerable and more susceptible to the environment or the setting in which a child lives, whether the environment is created by the family or it is the society that creates the environment. At the end of the day, it is the environment that shapes his character and his personality. Obviously, a person cannot escape the influence of the environment. Whether the environment is good or bad, it will have an impact on your conduct and on your behavior. Now, children and youngsters are more vulnerable. They are susceptible to the influence or to the impact of the environment. And environment has its impact on you willy-nilly, whether you want it or not. So it has its impact. Sometimes you make your own independent and conscious effort to change your life, to better it, to improve it, to live a better life. You, because you have the capacity to change it, you have the ability to change it. You have been gifted with the power, with the will, with the resolve to change your life, to make it better, to change your personality, and to live a life characterized by ethics, by morality, by goodness, and by moral values, of course.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
When we speak of man's capacity to change his dispositions, we do not mean he should destroy his instincts. We do not mean he should suppress his instincts or his, for example, desires. Of course, the desires are there, the instincts are there, and sometimes those instincts can actually overpower the individual. But living a life or changing one's position and the capacity to change one's dispositions, of course, does not mean that we should destroy our instincts. We should, of course, take care of those desires. We should take care of those instincts and make sure at the same time that they do not mislead us, that they do not lead us away from the right path. And because instincts can do this, the instincts, if they spiral out of control, they can actually lead a person out of the right path. So it is very much important that one should try to maintain moderation and not to go to extremes, and of course to control his instincts, and of course make at the same time deliberate and conscious efforts to change his life, to create a change, a positive change in his life. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family has been reported to have said, "The most complete of believers in iman, in terms of iman, are those who are best in character." So, and of course, it has also been reported from Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wassalam, and this is the last hadith with which I would like to conclude this episode. Inna ahsan al hasan al khulq al hasan, of course, which I roughly translate as the best of good things is good manners. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every smile.
tear on every eyelash.
He knows
every thought I have and every word I share.
He